B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The Michigan woman says she woke up to someone urinating on her while she was on a Delta flight home to Detroit from Las Vegas.
Man.
And that somebody happened to be a well-known pastor.
Hi.
Out of the Detroit area. Alicia Beverly said that the incident happened on Monday night on a red-eye flight.
Wouldn't have happened if I was on my own private jet. I warned you about these issues.
Jesse Duplantis?
Absolutely.
Yep, it was him.
And I said to myself, Jesus, I need to piss on somebody now.
Alicia Beverly said the incident happened on a red-eye flight. She said most of the people on the plane were asleep at the time. She was sitting in the back of the plane next to her sister at the time of the alleged incident. She said, it felt warm, like on the side of me. I felt something warm. I jump up and I see his private out. And I was screaming, and that woke everybody up. By that time, I actually looked at him, and I see him shake himself off. And I'm like, this man just peed on me.
Consider yourself baptized.
I looked, and there was a puddle of pee in the seats.
So, it's such a brazen... Do you believe his excuse?
Maybe. So Beverly said an off-duty police officer was among those who heard her scream and woke up. She says that he restrained the man, whom he is identifying only as a well-known pastor from North Carolina. I thought he was from Detroit. The report says the pastor may have had a reaction to a sleep aid, which he took. Beverly said the man didn't say a word the entire time that he was standing next to her during the alleged incident. Maybe. We've heard that people have acted bizarre because of a medication
like
thing.
Like Ambien or something?
On an airplane. Yeah. And I can't see why someone would do that thinking that they could get away with it
without
getting into some serious trouble, especially if you are a community leader like a pastor.
Right.
So, yeah, I buy that it may have happened that way. So, Beverly said she had to sit in her urine-soaked clothes for the rest of the flight.
Aww.
About three more hours before it landed at Detroit Metro Airport. Police did take the pastor into custody with possible charges pending. Then again, the dude might just be, you know, who knows?
Question. Yeah. Why couldn't they get... Well, she may not have had anything. She might have checked all her luggage. Yeah, I was just thinking if she had her luggage in the overhead, she could have changed into something.
Yeah, she was in Vegas.
So, right, yeah.
The FBI handles investigations into incidents alleged to have occurred on airplanes. So he's got to face the FBI. A Florida woman was arrested early Sunday morning after allegedly battering her 69-year-old boyfriend after he refused to perform oral sex on her.
What's wrong with me? You don't want to give me a little oral?
The sheriff's department was called to a home in Largo, just west of Tampa, around 3 a.m. on Sunday, following a disturbance between Katanya Jordan and her longtime boyfriend.
Come on, you pussy. I got the spiders out of it.
The victim claimed that the two had been arguing about Jordan smoking crack when she began yelling at him and demanding he perform oral.
This is like an episode of The Bachelorette.
When he refused, she began hitting and scratching him, giving him several small lacerations, which appeared to have been caused by fingernails. Jordan fled the house before police arrived and was found after a short search with the help of a canine unit. After she was apprehended, Jordan did not deny doing anything, but claimed her boyfriend had choked her and she had acted in self-defense.
Do you know what the story needs? Lady in red, Preston.
You're right. We make it as romantic as it could possibly be. The woman was charged with felony domestic battery and grand theft for allegedly swiping the man's cell phone before she tried to flee.
That's grand theft?
I guess so.
Wow.
She is being held at Pinellas County Jail on $12,500 bond. Police say an angry customer at a KFC restaurant put innocent lives in danger because there was an issue with his order. Investigators say that the customer went through the drive-thru of a KFC on Wednesday and then went back to the restaurant minutes later because his order was wrong. Investigators say the man got out of his semi-truck that he was driving, walked up to the drive-thru window, demanded a refund. Surveillance video shows an employee giving the man his money back, but the customer was still upset, so he fired shots from his gun into the restaurant while driving away.
Uh-huh.
The bullet shattered a side window and penetrated several walls. Could have easily killed a bunch of people.
So he gets his money back, and he still shoots. He's still upset enough to discharge a weapon into the building.
He was hungry.
Yeah.
So no one was
hit. You don't have enough salads.
No one was hit by gunfire. Noah Hingston, who lives in the area, said, I mean, that's just despicable. Mistakes happen. Accidents happen. You shouldn't take it to that level over some chicken. Investigators are still
looking. No, wait a second.
Yeah, well, Mr. Simmons?
There's nuance here that we're missing.
Investigators are still looking for that customer. They posted pictures of him and the semi-truck he was driving on social media.
What kind of chicken?
All right, and then we'll do, it was Kentucky Fried Chicken. All right, we'll do one more story. An Italian woman who spiked her colleague's coffee for 9 months in hopes that she would be fired has been jailed for 4 years. Mariangela Serrato came up with the plan when she heard rumors about job cuts at the insurance company she worked for.
This is so diabolical.
She and her victim worked in similar roles. So Serrato put benzodiazepine powder into her co-worker's cappuccino when doing the daily coffee run for her team. So a lawyer said the drug induces fatigue, headaches, dizziness, and muscular pain. And he said, my client's work rate slowed after she drank the cappuccino. She was just trying to make her look bad at work so she'd get fired.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. The victim realized something was wrong when she drove into a tree on her way home from work.
So dosing, you had a story last week about some dude with semen and all that stuff. Anything that's dosing is going to land you some heavy jail time.
Yep.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The smuggler was caught with 2 pounds of gold worth about $80,000 in his butt after customs officers spotted his unusual walk at an airport.
How much gold?
In India, 2 pounds.
2 pounds of gold in his ass?
Yep.
I use the technical terms.
The man was traveling on a Go Air flight from Dubai into Kerala's Kunar Airport and had hidden the stash of gold inside his own body.
May I have another sheet, please? My butt is full of gold.
To avoid paying the 18% tax.
Wow.
It's believed that he had been walking awkwardly and was stopped and checked as a result where the gold was discovered by officials.
I mean, what if you were wearing 2 pounds of gold? Like, if you were to have that smelted into a necklace of some sort, then do you have to pay taxes on that?
I think so. You know, like in the classic Goldfinger, he had a car shipped where some of the parts were molded, where he melted down and made part of the car so he could smuggle it through.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do. I mean, if you're wearing it, you're still bringing it, so I assume they would, hit you for the tax.
I don't know. Maybe it depends on where you purchased. Because the same thing, whenever you're traveling internationally, they'll ask you if you have over $10,000 worth of cash or sometimes goods that you got in that country, I think.
Do you pay less if it's in your pee hole?
Mm. Yes, because who's going to charge you for going that length?
Yeah.
So police said another man on the same flight was stopped from trafficking 3.2 pounds of gold into India. However, they did not reveal how he concealed the precious metal.
That's stunning that even the human body can take that.
They were the latest in a number of seizures of gold being smuggled into the country from Arabic states. Customs officials said that most people try and bring the gold in by hiding it in chocolate boxes, purses, umbrellas, or other objects like pens. They also caught this month people with gold hidden in toothpaste and one person who had lined their underwear with the precious metal.
I would smuggle it inside a key of Coke.
Okay.
Right?
They might not even look for the gold at that point. Jair Bolsonaro's efforts to portray himself as an anti-corruption crusader have suffered another blow after police reportedly seized a wad of banknotes from between the clenched buttocks of one of his allies.
See a theme happening here.
This guy's going with cash in his ass.
Yeah.
Chico Rodriguez, the Brazilian president's deputy leader in the Senate, was reportedly caught with the concealed bundle on Wednesday during a police search of his home.
You can keep it.
The raid was part of an operation against the suspected misappropriation of public funds for fighting COVID-19. Two sources said more than $8,000 were stashed in the underpants of Rodriguez, a senator from the Amazon state of Roraima. And it was reported in a report, it said, to give you a sense of just how preposterous the situation was, some of the recovered notes were stained with feces.
Yeah.
It was a second considerable embarrassment.
That pile there, you can keep those.
By the way, Brazilians shared the news under the viral hashtag Propina na Bunda, which means, translated to, a bribe up the butt.
So why wouldn't you, and this is, I assume, a standard practice, why wouldn't you put that in a plastic container, like a bag or something?
Or a money market account or something like that.
You're not going to get the kind of interest you'd get in your ass. Yeah.
Many suggested that the find would be remembered in the annals of history. Well, Brazilian zing in there for you. All right, a man was arrested after police say he locked a woman out of her home and threw potatoes at her, despite being under a no-contact order. The incident unfolded on Wednesday.
You're a potato whore!
When officials were dispatched. As
potatoes.
As they arrived, the 21-year-old suspect saw the officers and then hid behind the fence and went into the house.
Potatoes, huh? Potatoes.
The victim told officers that the suspect was cursing, harassing her, and then threw a potato at her.
Potatoes.
But yet he was
boil
throwing
them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
He was throwing a superfood at her, though.
Boil them, mash them.
He hit a pillar as she was walking back to her shed with the potato. Officers then went to the house and were able to locate the suspect. He was taken into custody. The suspect told officers he recently moved back into the house because he was sick and homeless.
Okay.
And thought the no contact order was no longer active. He also denied throwing potatoes at the woman.
Well, we could see you throwing potatoes.
And said it was she who threw a potato to the ground.
Ah.
The suspect was booked, by the way. All right, one last story.
The old potato deflection.
In Nevada. Sheriff's office arrested a man after he was found living in the ceiling of a Raleigh's grocery store.
It's like ceiling cat.
35-year-old Matthew Hammer had fallen through the tile in the ceiling and had crawled back into the crawl space while employees were preparing to open the store just after 5. I like how the guy falls through and then climbs back in. Maybe they won't know.
I can do this better.
Mm-hmm.
I picked up some tricks on the way down.
Employees called authorities who surrounded the store. After a while, they got him to come outside. He was arrested for commercial burglary. Authorities said Hammer had been living in an area above the deli for the last couple of days and had been stealing food from the store. They say they found some of his property in the rafters.
There are a lot of people who opt to live in the ceilings of buildings, you know, and they're discovered often.
And so Hammer is homeless and has had run-ins with deputies in the past. And that is what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.